The second phase of the selling process begins when the salesperson and the customer have established a certain degree of rapport. One of the things that we know is that we don't ever start selling until we have become friendly with the person that we're talking to. Some people, it will take an hour to establish that rapport. In selling very expensive, sophisticated products with long life and long installation time, sometimes it will take 3 or 4 or 5 one-hour visits just to get to the point where there is enough of a relationship established so that you can talk business. For instance, in selling telecommunications equipment, smallest bill is $35,000. Equipment's built to last 10 years, runs the whole company. If the person makes a mistake, they're probably going to be out of a job. And the person making the purchasing decision doesn't understand telephone electronics. So they have to have a very good feeling for the person who's making the recommendations. And they want time to talk, to go out for lunch, to talk over coffee, to talk about 1,000 things until they feel comfortable with that person. But generally speaking, we cannot begin to sell until we've established at least the beginnings of a friendship with our prospective customer. The approach or opening question we talked about before begins the first stage of qualifying the customer. The first thing we do when we call the customer up or see them is we ask them our opening question. The answer to that tells us at the beginning whether or not they're in the market for our product. If I could show you the best car at the best price that you've ever seen available in this city right now, would you be interested? The person says, no, I just bought a car and I don't have any money left. Then there's no point in trying to carry on and sell them. The opening question is to get them to qualify themselves as being at least partially a candidate for purchasing this product. And the purpose of the presentation is to further qualify the prospect and to discover the key reasons why the person might buy. In other words, the key benefits. You are now becoming a detective. The presentation is not to show all the information about your product or service. That's very, very wrong. The purpose of the presentation is by showing one piece or one feature or one benefit at a time to find out which of these benefits are of greatest concern to your prospect. That's all. And if you have 10 things listed in order of descending importance, which you consider to be the most important characteristic, then the second most, and on the second most, the person jumps up from his seat and leaps across the desk and throws their arms around you and said, bless you, thank God you've come. You don't sit them down and say, well, now let me go through 3 and 4 and 5. You begin selling. In other words, you found the hot button, you begin selling, and you begin closing on that particular hot button. It's really important, and it's amazing how many salespeople, person says, oh, really? How does that work? Hey, that's really neat. I've never seen one of those before. That's something that we need around here. Oh, yeah, it's one of our features, and let's go on down the list. Sometimes, if you can find the right feature, you're ready to go in for a close right away. I used to have a friend who sold mutual funds, and he sold millions of dollars of mutual funds. And he showed me his presentation once. Actually, he had a presentation that had 32 closes in it. He'd say, Mr. Prospect, and he'd draw 2 circles. He said, if you put your money in First Federal Savings and Loan, you can get maybe 5%. This was some time ago. He said, if you put your money into a well-managed mutual fund, you can get about 15% per annum on your funds. He said, now, which of these two would you like if you were going to invest $1,000? The guy said, well, I'd like this. He said, good, okay, let's sign it up. What's the exact spelling of your last name? He'd start filling out the application form. People would say, wait, but it was so obvious. Of course, this is what you like. And if people had money in a savings account and they were getting 8, 9, 10%, he'd say, well, how much do you get in your savings account? Well, they'd say 9%. Now, which would you like, 9% or 18%? Referring to a mutual fund that has a 5-year track record of 18% compound. He said, well, I like this. He said, fine. He said, you have your checkbook with you? And he'd just start filling it out. The person would have to stop him. He said, I like it. I want it. That's what I want. I'll prefer that. And it was very, very successful. I mean, the presentation, he could be into the close within 30 seconds of starting it.